And it's the time when you get to speak. We received many comments about our interview with General George Casey, the senior American commander in Iraq. He said that U.S. military operations in Baghdad have helped to improve security in recent weeks. Listener David Weeding of Littleton, Colorado, is a veteran who says he served in Afghanistan.
While General Casey did a good job of defending a failing position, his arguments and defenses are so recycled that they are nearly meaningless.
We also heard about security in Iraq from Time magazine reporter Bobby Ghosh. He spoke to us from Baghdad and described U.S. military operations there.
What typically happens is that when the U.S. military shows up in a neighborhood, the bad guys, if you like, melt away.
That language brought this comment from Rob Pates of Charlottesville, Virginia.
Bad guys. It takes me back to my youth of games and cowboys and Indians where bad guys wore black hats and could be shot dead without further ado. But I think I've learned since the age of five that things aren't quite as simple as that. Those bad guys may have support of a large proportion of the Iraqi population.
We also have some corrections this morning. In our remembrance of photographer Joe Rosenthal, who captured the World War II image of U.S. servicemen raising the American flag on Iwo Jima, some listeners heard us say that six Marines were depicted in that photo. Actually, there were five Marines and one Navy corpsman. We also said that Joe Rosenthal took the photo near the end of fighting at Iwo Jima, but the shooting actually continued for several weeks.
In our story about Iraqis who are refugees in their own country, we misinterpreted the comments of one Arabic-speaking refugee. We interpreted her remarks as, "God, get my revenge." Some Arabic-speaking listeners wrote to tell us the woman was using a phrase often said during trying times. I can only depend on God. I have only God.
Finally, we have this note from Cheryl Williams of Waco, Texas, in response to a brief item about a young man who was trapped in a vat of chocolate. She writes, "I'm very, very glad and relieved he was not seriously injured."
She goes on to say, "I've got to tell you that the first thing we thought of was the Smothers Brothers singing, 'Oh, I fell into a vat of chocolate.' We were in the car and immediately launched into the rest of it." Her note inspired us here at Morning Edition to track down the routine.
I fell in a vat of chocolate. What'd you do when you fell into the chocolate? Lolly-doo-dum, lolly-doo-dum-day. I just yelled fire when I fell into the chocolate. Tom, why'd you yell fire when you fell into the chocolate? Why yell fire? Because no one saved me if I yell chocolate! No one saved me if I yell chocolate.
If you'd like to get our attention, just send us a note. It can be almost as fun as a vat of chocolate. Just go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.
I just fell in a vat of chocolate.
Wait a minute. You just said you fell in a vat of chocolate.
I know, I fell right in this vat of chocolate.
I know, and I asked you a question. I said, what did you do when you fell in the chocolate?
I swam a lot. There was a 30-foot vat, and we just...
Now, what did you do? First of all, there had to be a restraining rail on the vat of chocolate.
Well, I...